You're looking good, technically speaking, when it comes to computers and the internet. This is the place to be with host J.C. Lampkin and co-hosts Ken Houston and Jerome Rogers. Listen on Saturdays at 2 o'clock p.m. at 1540 a.m., your New World radio station.
Venetia is an all-natural shea butter skincare product. Venetia is unique because its products are shea butter whipped to a luxurious cream and infused with essential oils, fragrances, and herbs. Your skin will feel soft, smooth, and supple. These natural sunscreen products also contain vitamins which nourish and hydrate the skin. You can purchase these products online at venetia-tlc.com. That's venetia-tlc.com.
Gypsy Lane Technologies is a professional internet solutions provider. Just call us at 215-843-1039. For the past 10 years, we've built a reputation for creating positive returns on investments for our clients. If you're serious about your web design success, we can get you there. Gypsy Lane Technologies' business-driven approach separates us from typical web design companies. Gypsy Lane Technologies specializes in best-in-class web design, online marketing, flash multimedia, corporate identity, and print graphics. Gypsy Lane Technologies features an integrated team of web consultants, creative designers, writers, programmers, and marketing professionals that know how to get online results. Just call Gypsy Lane Technologies at 215-843-1039. Strategic planning, top designers, personal attention, competitive prices, real world results. Just call Gypsy Lane Technologies at 215-843-1039 or review samples of our work at www.gltmypc.com. Discover the Gypsy Lane Technologies difference.
You're listening to Technically Speaking. When it comes to computers and the internet, this is the place to be. With host J.C. Lampkin and co-hosts Ken Houston and Jerome Rogers. Listen on Saturdays at 2 o'clock p.m. at 1540 a.m., your New World radio station.
And once I said that, Shirley whispered in my ear.
Boy, something about you turn me on. Boy, something about you turn me on. Boy, something about you turn me on.
And that's right, something about the Technically Speaking program, that is, on 1540 a.m., WNWR, your New World radio station. We're here live in the studio in sunny Philadelphia, bringing you practical, technical information that you can use in your everyday lives. And the background music you hear right now is courtesy of our friends on our MySpace page at myspace.com/technicallyspeakingradio. Radio. And what they did was they told us, Technically Speaking Radio, listen, we do a lot of music and we understand that you might need some intro music for your show, especially today since we were ill prepared for the show today, everybody. We did not have the intro music. We did not have the exit music. And thank God for promoters and producers, because they sent us Something About Turns Me On. So it's Something About Technically Speaking Radio that's turning you on, and that's really apropos, especially today, because we're talking with some of the heads of technology. That is, we're talking to some of the managers of Sprint, some of the managers of Earthlink, and the owners of PPT Tech Support. But before we do that, we want to go to the phone lines, and we want to talk to someone on the phone who's doing a lot of community service and getting the community prepared for peace, particularly in the Philadelphia area. We have Gary Hines of CNC Athletic Association, who's going to help the city of Philadelphia stop the violence. Gary, welcome to the Technically Speaking program.
Thank you. Hello.
How's it going today, Gary?
Going really well. Pretty good. It's a beautiful day.
That's right. It's gorgeous. And I really appreciate you joining us here on the show today. I hear you're doing a lot of great work in the community.
Well, we're certainly trying to. CNC Athletic Association has been around for 27 years, and thanks to its owner and CEO, Calvin Johnson, he has been trying to mentor to young folks in the area for quite some time. So, yeah, there are a lot of things going on, and we're trying to put a positive spin on a lot of things.
That's right. Now, what's the purpose of Stop the Violence, the Stop the Violence event?
The Stop the Violence event is an annual summertime event that has been going on now for 4 years. Mm-hmm. We target certain recreation centers and playgrounds around the city to hold basketball tournaments, you know, based on age. So we have an 18 and under group at one site. We have a 15 and under group at another site. You know, it goes on down to, I think, 12 is the stopping point.
Okay.
So these are competitions that are held with various teams to compete against each other for trophies and prizes, and that's one of the events of the day. So the focal point is right around the basketball games, but there are also speakers that come out and talk to the young people. There are information booths with things about college and health care and things like that. So it's a real a day of, like, a nonviolent day, some alternatives to the streets.
Excellent. So what are some of the organizations that are involved?
Right now we have a group called Stop the Madness, Stop the Violence, mm-hmm. another organization that really mentors to young folks through sports. They are based in West Philly, and they are co-sponsors of this event every year.
Excellent.
So that's the key sponsor. But we have other people coming in, like the Coalition, mm-hmm. Philadelphia Black Issues Awareness Coalition, that you probably are familiar with, Gary.
Definitely, that's right.
So they're a part of it. Kima Washington and the Father Paul Washington Coalition up at the Church of the Advocacy mm-hmm. are supporters. Sankofa in Roxborough is another organization that you know, works with us throughout the year, and particularly on this event. we are trying to get some of the city folks involved, and I say that I mean some of the local council people and politicians to also come out. And it varies year to year. Last year we had Chaka Fatah, who was, of course, at that time running for office. Mm-hmm. This year we'll have his father, David Fatah, who will be speaking.
Yeah.
Sharif Street has come out on different occasions, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if he's coming out this year. So we try to partner with whoever's out there who wants to partner with us.
That makes sense. And one of the reasons why we really wanted to have you on the show is you're doing not just a great work in the community at large, but online for CNC, because you're the web designer for that initiative, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think web designers have a particularly, difficult responsibility, and we want to make sure they get a lot of shine. And we really appreciate the work that you're doing. Why don't you tell us how people can get in touch with the organization?
Okay, our address is www.candc.org. So it's the word cnc.org, but the word and, you know, is spelled out. It's not the ampersand, and it's not... Yeah, so it's spelled out that way. But that's the link to the website. And then if they want to talk to someone directly, they can call the president, Calvin Johnson, at 215-738-5181.
Excellent. Give that number one more time, please, Gary.
215-738-5181. and he can give information to what's going on, upcoming events, things like that, how to volunteer, how to participate.
Now, how many different locations are you going to have this particular event at?
This year we're going to be at three locations in West Philly. We'll be at the Eastwick Recreation Center on 80th and Mars Place, which is right near Lindbergh Boulevard. Mm-hmm. We'll be at Tustin Recreation Center, which is on 60th and Columbia in the Overbrook section.
Okay.
And we'll also be at King Sesson, which is at 50th and King Sesson Avenue in Southwest Philly.
Excellent. Well, I'll definitely be there at least one of the locations.
That'd be great. We sure love to have you.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we have a couple of people in the studio who will probably be there too. We have PPT Tech Support here in the studio with us, and they do a great deal of work, not just in the community, for businesses too. We have Anita Brown and Kimberly Highsmith who run PPT Tech Support. Say hi, ladies.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And Gary, they'll probably be there. I'm signing them up now.
Hey, that's great. And, you know, I can always use as much tech support as possible because this is my first opportunity to create a website and try to manage it. So I need as much help and information and tips that, you know, I can. And if you guys have a chance, the ladies that are there today, if you can stop by the site and, you know, maybe just post some feedback on what you think. I just created a blog, so.
Excellent.
There's some information. I mean, there's some opportunity to just leave some feedback and suggestions, and, you know, I'm open to anything at this point.
Perfect. Well, excellent. Gary, we really appreciate you joining us on the Technically Speaking Radio program.
Oh, thank you so much, JC. I appreciate it, and you keep up the good work.
My pleasure. See you next week.
Take care now.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to the Technically Speaking program at 1540 AM WNWR, your new world radio station. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to our in-studio guests and some of the guests we have on the phone. We'll talk to you on the flip. You're listening to Technically Speaking. When it comes to computers and the internet, this is the place to be, with host J.C. Lampkin and co-hosts Ken Houston and Jerome Rogers. Listen on Saturdays at 2 o'clock p.m. at 1540 a.m., your new world radio station. And we're back on the Technically Speaking program at 1540 AM WNWR. And it's practically a party here in the studio today.
Hey, hey.
I have some of my sister friends. We have Anita Brown and Kimberly Highsmith of PPT Tech Support here. And we have a couple of guests on the phone who are going to talk to us about technology, too. As a matter of fact, let's go to the phone lines now and talk to Laura Porter, who's the Communications Manager for Sprint of the Mid-Atlantic region. Laura, welcome to the Technically Speaking program.
Hi, how are you, JC?
Fantastic. How's it going today?
It's going very well. 7707. Amen. I'd be happy with that date.
What are you going to be doing at 7 o'clock tonight? 7:07 tonight.
That's right.
So, Laura, why don't you tell us how today's wireless devices are helping people, you know, get more out of this summer vacation?
Sure. Basically, when Americans are hitting a road this summer, most will bring their wireless phone as well as a fully functional GPS system.
Yes.
However, the two really don't have to be separate entities.
That's
since most handsets these days serve as both cell phones and GPS devices.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, Sprint has an application that can help customers use their phones to avoid traffic jams, get turn-by-turn directions to their destination, and even find the cheapest gas wherever they are, without having to buy that separate pricey dash-mounted GPS computer.
Yeah, because it can be pretty bulky trying to, number one, to remember to carry all that stuff with you. It's
right, and when you're on vacation, I think you just, it's all about simplicity. So the fewer things you have to lug, the better.
Exactly, and I really enjoy the phones you guys sent over. They're great.
Oh, good.
I can't wait to talk about it, especially Sprint TV. I love watching my my nemesis. I call him my nemesis. It's Stephen Colbert, the Colbert Report, because he's always posting about me on his MySpace page. Not really, but it's a good plug for him.
That's great.
So you said that most wireless phones are now capable of providing GPS and navigation services. Are there any in particular that work best?
Sure, there are. Let me tell you a little bit more, too, about some of those other features.
Okay.
They also have some 3D moving maps.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about those traffic alerts. One of the cool things, I think, are that if you're heading to Delaware or the Jersey Shore, you can check to see if there's an accident on Route 1, say, or if there are delays on Route 40 towards Atlantic City, you can see if there's alternative options.
Cool.
But as for some of the handsets, a lot of today's wireless devices can support some of these GPS features,
yes,
including the Motorola Crazer and the Razer, along with some other recent devices. And customers can actually check out www.sprint.com/navigation for a listing of those specific handsets.
One more time, say that URL one more time slowly.
Sure. It's www.sprint.com/navigation for a list of those specific handsets that support that Sprint navigation that I was talking about. And then also, if you're one of those folks that want the latest and the coolest devices but don't want to spend a fortune, but you want access to a phone that's also an MP3 player or a radio,
yes,
there's these two handsets out now called the Upstage and the Music.
Yes, I love the Music.
I know, I said it to you. And again, one of the great things, too, what we were talking about before, not having to lug a lot of stuff around,
right,
is that, you know, instead of having to carry a separate MP3 player, a separate GPS, mm-hmm, you know, device and a separate camera, a phone like the Upstage is a mobile phone that is on one side, and then on the other side it looks like an MP3 player.
Right.
You can have all those things in one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 1.3 megapixel camera on that, and the phone's only $99.
Wow.
Which I think, again, all these things are great to have on vacation.
That's right.
And then the Music is Sprint's newest handset. Mm-hmm. It also has a built-in FM transmitter and lets customers listen to their tunes wirelessly through their car stereo or any other FM radio within 10 feet.
That's right.
And again, that's also $99.
Yeah, and now we know that while most folks out there do take vacations, the majority do stay digitally connected to the office during their travels. Are there devices and features that can help those who need to stay connected still have the opportunity to enjoy their vacation? I hate to see people stuck at internet cafes when they could be on the beach or in the park.
I agree. I mean, that's right. More and more Americans these days are feeling the need to stay connected to the office.
Yeah.
Whether it's because they either own their own business and need to be accessible at all times.
That's right.
Or if they just want to check their messages or emails occasionally to make sure they aren't missing anything. And with today's technology, they can do so pretty easily. There's a new device called the Mogul, which supports things like the Microsoft Office Mobile,
hey,
things like Word and Excel and PowerPoint and Outlook.
Got
and
it.
This device is small enough to stick into that beach bag.
We're all taking notes here in the studio. All the ladies, we're all mobile, so we definitely want to look into that.
I know. Just the fact that you can access these things anywhere at any time is so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those that enjoy traveling abroad for their summer vacation,
right,
there's a phone called the BlackBerry World Edition.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And this is a BlackBerry that's capable of roaming globally in more than 170 countries for voice services and 75 countries for data services.
Makes you
so
just
again,
want to take a trip.
Carry your
yeah.
same BlackBerry and bring it overseas with you and have access to everything you want.
Exactly. Makes you want to take a trip just to check it out, just to see if it works like that.
I know.
Now, you mentioned the new MP3 player device a few minutes ago, and we all know that we like to have perfect songs for our vacation. Are there any other services that allow you to bring your music or your phone or allow you to choose it while you're en route?
Well, Sprint has something called the Sprint Music Store, which provides these over-the-air song downloads in as little as 30 seconds from a selection of more than 1.6 million songs.
Okay.
And it's only 99 cents each. And again, this is something you can do right from your handset.
Okay.
So you don't need to be tethered to a computer. You could just download it right then and there.
Great.
Which I think is so great. And I actually checked and found that the top three pop songs downloaded from the Sprint Music Store in Philadelphia between March and June were Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne, The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani, and Say It Right by Nelly Furtado. I thought that was pretty neat. It was fairly in line with the rest of the country.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Now, what about the TV services?
Yeah, we have some of those as well. We offer more than 50 video and audio channels of live and on-demand programming.
Yep.
So this means that users can make their wireless device a source for news, weather, and sports, mm-hmm. and get channels like ABC, ESPN, and E-Entertainment, again, right on your phone. I'm personally a fan of the TV show 24.
Oh, yeah, I saw
during
the episodes
season,
on my phone.
Exclusive extended preview scenes of the following week's episode you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, I saw them on my phone while I was folding my clothes this morning. I was folding my clothes, and I had the phone on, and I had the episodes of 24 watching while I was folding my clothes.
I know, I'm such a fan. So.
But you guys also have Comedy Central. Yeah, you have Comedy Central, too, Bloomberg. I was watching all that.
Yeah, all these things, you know, stuff if you have, if you're traveling with children, there's some great, you know, Cartoon Network and all those as well.
Now, what are some of the other features available on wireless devices that folks can use during their summer vacation?
Sure, there's some great other things as well. If you're going running or biking or hiking, there's actually an application called All Sport GPS, and you can get your distance, time, calories burned, your route, speed and elevation profile, and you can store all these activities on your phone. You can even race your previous sessions, which I thought was pretty cool. And then just basic things, like you can check your online weather services and see if you need sunscreen and sunglasses or just an umbrella and raincoat, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then again, we talked about the camera. You know, you don't have to send a postcard. You can actually take pictures and even send them while you're on your vacation to your family and friends from your phone.
Laura, this all sounds really convenient. And one of our in-studio guests, Kimberly Highsmith, she's the head of PPPT Tech Support, and she actually has a question for you, too. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Can you speak up a little? It's a little hard to hear.
Sure. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good.
I have a question about battery life. How are those devices when it comes to their batteries? How much TV can you watch?
Pretty good. Each one is a little different, so you'd have to check out Sprint.com for the exact amount. But I do know that that mogul phone that we talked about that has Word and Excel and PowerPoint has 20% more battery life than the previous model.
Okay.
Which, again, is great if you're not near an electrical outlet and you happen to be on the beach.
Okay.
But for the specific handsets, you'd have to check out the website for each phone.
Okay. Excellent. And Laura Porter, the Communications Manager of Mid-Atlantic Region for Sprint, we really appreciate you joining the Technically Speaking program today. Why don't you give out your URL one more time?
Sure. Sprint is www.sprint.com, and feel free to check out all our latest and greatest phones and some of those applications I talked about.
Excellent. Thanks again, Laura. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a fabulous tech-filled week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you just heard from Laura Porter, who's the Communications Manager for Sprint of the Mid-Atlantic Region. And when we come back right after this break, you'll hear from Don Barry, who's the Executive Vice President and President of Earthlink Municipal Networks. We'll see you on the flip.
Listening to Technically Speaking, when it comes to computers and the internet, this is the place to be. With host J.C. Lampkin and co-host Ken Houston and Jerome Rogers. Listen on Saturdays at 2 o'clock p.m. at 1540 a.m., your new world radio station.
You don't need a computer or internet connection to load CDs onto your iPod. That's right. With iLoad, you load your CDs directly onto your iPod without using a computer or internet connection. It's fast and it's easy. Just connect your iPod to iLoad, insert your CD, and press go. It's really just that easy with iLoad. Finally, make loading your music as easy as enjoying it with iLoad. iLoad is not available in stores, so call now to have your iLoad delivered tomorrow. Call 888-324-7979. That's 888-324-7979. Or visit iload.com. That's iload.com. Or call now, 888-324-7979. What a great gift. That's iload. Call 888-324-7979. Get yours today.
The Technically Speaking Show is brought to you in part by Creative Conflict Consultants, specializing in conflict analysis, skills training and enhancement, staff development, and continued education credits. Contact Diane at 215-266-8634.
Help, my computer's running slow. I just started a business. I need a website. I need a laptop. And I can't figure out mail merge.
Does it sound like you? Does your PC need to be rejuvenated? PPT Support at 215-221-9000 is your one-stop service. We add value to your business or home PC by having regular maintenance and expert technology available. Visit us at www.pptsupport.com or give us a call at 215-221-9000.
The Speaking Show is brought to you by Breaks While You Wait. We're not just breaks. We meet all your car care needs. Come visit us at 4201 Carlisle Street, Broad and Hunting Park, or give us a call at 267-265-4010.
Summer is here, and travel, busy airports, sandy beaches, and splashing water are no place for your technology and valuables. Need rugged device protection? OtterBox has cases for iPods, smartphones, PDAs, laptops, and other devices with interactive waterproof protection. For more information, call 888-695-8820 or visit us online at otterbox.com. That's 888-695-8820.
And we're here at 1540 AM WNWR, your New World Radio Station. I'm your host, J.C. Lampkin. We're in studio on the Technically Speaking program, speaking with all of the tech gurus of the United States. And we're actually delighted to have in studio with us a lot of feedback. Outside of that, we also have Anita Brown and Kimberly Heisler. Ladies, welcome to Technically Speaking.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And you guys have been with the show before, and we're really glad you're able to sit in during the entire show and participate and ask some questions. And we're going to hear more about PPT Tech Support in just a few minutes. But before we do, I wanted to know what you thought of the Wireless Philadelphia Initiative. Be nice, because we have a head of Wireless EarthLink on the phone.
We think it's a great idea that EarthLink has come in to help close the digital divide. We think that it's going to be a great initiative, and it's going to help our communities become more involved technically.
Definitely.
I agree. We have Don Berryman, and I think he'll agree with you too. Don, welcome to the Technically Speaking program.
Thanks, JC. It's nice to be here.
My pleasure. For those of you who don't recognize the name, Don Berryman is the Executive Vice President and President of EarthLink Municipal Networks. And he's going to tell us about the EarthLink Initiative and especially the 15 square mile pilot project, which was approved a few weeks ago.
That's right. I'll be happy to. Many people know that Philadelphia was really the first city that decided to go wireless using a Wi-Fi network. And it's been over the past 2 years we've been working closely with the city to first negotiate a contract and then set up the network in the city. And about a month ago, a little over a month ago, we finished the first proof of concept of 15-mile square area in the city. And since then, in that approval, I was with the mayor and Wireless Philadelphia executives kicking off the network, and the mayor said, we expect EarthLink to work like lightning to build out the city. And we really have, with the streets department and the city and Wireless Philadelphia's cooperation, we now have about 350,000 households that have access to a Wi-Fi signal throughout the city. We'll have about 450,000 in July, and we should be complete a little over 600,000 households in Philadelphia by September.
Excellent.
So the whole city will be turned on Wi-Fi-wise in the September time frame.
Excellent. And for those of our listeners who aren't used to hearing the term Wi-Fi, could you tell them what it would mean to them to, say, everyday Internet user who may even be on dial-up? What would that mean to them?
Sure. That's a great question, too, because Wi-Fi does confuse some people. If you think about Wi-Fi as a wireless signal, and all it is many people have wireless routers in their houses.
Right.
And wireless cell phones, they all work on basically the same principle. But Wi-Fi is a radio that takes a signal from an Internet, either a DSL line or a cable line, or in our case, We take it directly through fiber or through microwave into our network, and it delivers a high-speed internet access signal wirelessly to a computer or a phone. So it's just like sitting at a coffee shop or a restaurant or on the corner in a park or even at home, you can get this signal and get high-speed internet access. So where dial-up speed is about an average of, say, 55 kilobits per second, which is really slow, and everybody knows that, this is average about 1 megabit of speed, so it's about 25 times faster than dial-up. And in many cases, most people around the city of Philadelphia, we have two plans. One is for, we call it the extreme product, and that will be 3 megs of download speed.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is our basic, which is 1 meg of download speed. So it can get really fast. And the 3 meg is pretty comparable to DSL. Like you're plugged in at home, you can get that anywhere in the city through a wireless connection.
Now, I understand the rest of the country is really watching Philadelphia to see how we're doing with Wireless Philadelphia. What does this mean for the rest of the country?
Well, they really are. And since Philadelphia was the first one to go with a Wi-Fi contract, and Earthlink was really the first one to say, we'll come in and build it for you so the city doesn't have to spend money,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's been watching, and everybody's sort of watched Philadelphia, and since it took us a while to get the contract done, which is normal, and then to build out the original 15 square miles, everyone else came on, and other cities were coming on saying, well, we want Wi-Fi networks too. We want to be just like Philadelphia. And the market has really changed a lot.
Yeah.
And so where cities started not really understanding what the contracts were and what the deals were, Philadelphia has really worked diligently with Wireless Philadelphia, the city, and Earthlink to build a program that will be around for a long time and that will benefit the residents of the city of Philadelphia in many, many ways.
Yeah, and I have to say, Philly is usually always at the forefront when it comes to positive change. Of course, I'm just saying that because I'm from Philadelphia.
You're right.
Ladies in studio agreeing with me, so.
Well, my wife was born in Philadelphia, so I have to agree.
Oh, excellent. Well, what kind of impact do you foresee the wireless network having on Philadelphia's residents, both technologically and culturally?
Well, there's really a couple things. One is that the city of Philadelphia, a few years ago, did a study and found that somewhere between 25 and 30% of the residents of the city could not get access to high-speed broadband.
Yeah.
Even if they could afford it, they couldn't get access because the infrastructure wasn't there. So mostly in lower-income neighborhoods, a connection to high-speed internet didn't exist. And so that's why they set out on this municipal network task force to find a way to bring high-speed to low-income households. So probably the biggest single impact we think we'll have working with Wireless Philadelphia is to bring high-speed internet to low-income residents with the help of Wireless Philadelphia. You know, we announced when we were with the mayor that even to apply for a job with the city today, you have to first apply online.
That's right, and that's what I found out last week. Our mayor's a real tech guru, too. And
sitting in line for an iPhone, I heard.
That's right. Oh, you heard that, huh? Yeah, that's how we do it, Phil. We stay on the cutting edge and in the news. So how will it actually change your daily lives? That is, we will be able to apply to jobs online, but what else will change for Philadelphians, for the average Philadelphian?
Well, and so that's for the low-income households that will get high-speed access and be able to compete on the Internet. You know, most pages today, most Internet websites, most downloads require high-speed versus dial-up.
That's right.
Because most people don't have time to wait for dial-up to work.
Yeah.
And so that will change. But I think in a couple real important ways, there's a lot of people that need to be connected all the time. They call it relentless connectivity. And this will give people a chance to stay connected almost anywhere in the city to the Internet with a computer, a phone, with some of these new Internet devices, like Nokia has something called an N800. That's a tablet-sized device. That's a phone, a Wi-Fi phone, a small computer, a text messaging, music. I think those are the kind of devices that people can stay connected all the time, no matter where they are. With not just a phone, but more of a small computer with them all the time. And that relentless connectivity allows people to stay connected. When you talk about maps and things, it's great on cell phones today, but you can imagine if you had a little bit bigger screen, you could actually see where you're going and how far you've been and where the next parking space is or the next gas station or whatever on devices like that. And that'll be brought to life through this Wi-Fi connection.
That's
so
right.
It really brings high-speed internet to these devices, not just kind of the slow wireless speeds.
That's right. It's really going to be amazing with the entire city network. And I just want to take a station break, a short little break to identify our station. We're at WNWR, 1540 AM. And we're speaking with Don Berryman, who's the Executive Vice President and President of Municipal Networks at Earthlink. If you want to join in on the conversation, feel free to give us a call at 610-667-WNWR. Or toll free at 877-667-WNWR. And we actually have a caller. T, welcome to the Technically Speaking program at 1540 AM.
Well, hello there.
T, hi. We have you linked in with Don Berryman.
Yes, I was hearing the conversation, and so I was...
Wasn't it interesting?
Yeah, very interesting, and I was hoping maybe it would be in New York as well.
Look at that, Don. You have customers all over already.
Yeah, well, we were connected to the radio station, and I seen the posting in the group this morning, and I said, well, since JC has been such a support to the Thoughts of Black Men so far, that we will then in turn still be a support to her as well in the radio station, and Mr. Ken that's over there as well.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Ken is on assignment today. Everybody's looking. I know all the ladies be looking for Ken Houston and that voice. That's what they call in sometimes, too. They call in and ask for Ken because they love his voice. If you didn't know that, I guess as a guy, you wouldn't know
that's
that.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But he's off on assignment today. He'll be back on the show next Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so I did see the posting in our group as far as what y'all were featuring, and I was very interested. Like I said, we have to learn how to be a support to information like this in a radio station. Even though we're in New York and from all parts of the country, we still want to be a support to Philadelphia. So I called in to set the example and then bring the channel line in.
Excellent. We really appreciate you doing that. And since you're on the line, I think we lost Don for a second, but I think he's back. Don, is that you?
I am.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We have a caller on the line. He's calling from New York, and it's T. And he was wondering, when is wireless New York coming?
That's a great question. There's been a lot going on. New York is very unique, as everyone knows, and with all the boroughs. And we've been talking to the city council for a couple years, and they've been doing tests to see what kind of broadband would be best for the residents of New York, whether it's wired line, satellite, wireless, Wi-Fi, a whole bunch of different things they've been looking at. And so I would say it's probably going to be at least another year or two before Wi-Fi really is prevalent in New York City.
Okay, so I understand. I know it gets around. So don't forget old little New York.
Little New York. It's hard to ignore New York.
That's right. You see how Philly comes first, OT? I'm just messing with you.
You're right. So you're based out of, is this only in Philadelphia, or exactly how far does it reach?
The city limits of Philadelphia.
Just the city limits of Philadelphia for now.
Today.
Yeah, just
right.
For now, but look out for it on the horizon a little later, T. And we really appreciate your call, T.
Yes, and I'll try to be more focused on Saturdays, whereas we'll get some other men of the group to come in and call and just listen in on the radio or on their computer on the information that you send out, because that's important.
Excellent, because, yeah, that's great technical information, excellent computer. Well, have a fabulous tech-filled week.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we're still here at 1540 AM, WNWR. And, Don, before you go, could you tell us how will this whole initiative bridge the digital divide?
How does it reach the digital divide?
How will it bridge the digital divide?
Earlier I explained that there's probably between 25 and 30% of the households in Philadelphia that doesn't have access.
Right.
So we'll be bringing access to those households with our wireless signals, making sure that we build out those neighborhoods with our devices and that they have signals to the home. And then there's a couple ways. There's if you qualify as a low-income household, you can contact Wireless Philadelphia. I think it's wirelessphiladelphia.org and talk to them. And they'll qualify you. And for that, if you already have a computer, you can get access, high-speed access to the Internet for $9.95 a month.
Ooh.
And it's very inexpensive. And again, that's speeds close to DSL levels. Now, if you don't have access to a computer, and Wireless Philadelphia has been working with nonprofit organizations all over the city,
mm-hmm.
and they have a package where a nonprofit organization will donate $600 for each person that they want to sponsor. And that $600 buys a computer, access to Earthlink for a year, and a device to make sure the signal is strong enough in their house to use it anywhere in their house. And so that $600 then pays for one customer. And so far, I think they have funding for about 1,000 customers, and our goal is to get to 10,000 customers in the next few years.
Excellent. And if people want to find out more about this initiative, they just go to wirelessphiladelphia.org?
Go to wirelessphiladelphia.
Perfect. Well, we really appreciate you joining us here on the Technically Speaking program.
My pleasure.
Have a fabulous tech-filled week.
Thanks. Been great talking to you, JC.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And we're here again at 1540 a.m. WNWR, your new world radio station. And we'll see you in about two more minutes when we finally get a chance to talk to PPT Tech Support.
Host Ken Houston and Jerome Rogers. Listen on Saturdays at 2 o'clock p.m. at 1540 a.m., your new world radio station.
You don't need a computer or internet connection to load CDs onto your iPod? That's right. With iLoad, you load your CDs directly onto your iPod without using a computer or internet connection. It's fast and it's easy. Just connect your iPod to iLoad, insert your CD, and press go. It's really just that easy with iLoad. Finally, make loading your music as easy as enjoying it with iLoad. iLoad is not available in stores, so call now to have your iLoad delivered tomorrow. Call 888-324-7979. That's 888-324-7979. Or visit iLoad.com. That's iLoad.com. Or call now. 888-324-7979. What a great gift. That's iLoad. Call 888-324-7979. Get yours today.
The Technically Speaking Show is brought to you in part by Creative Conflict Consultants, specializing in conflict analysis, skills training and enhancement, staff development, and continued education credits. Contact Diane at 215-266-8634.
Help, my computer's running slow. I just started a business and I need a website. I need a laptop, and I can't figure out mail merge.
Does it sound like you? Does your PC need to be rejuvenated? PPT support at 215-221-9000 is your one-stop service. We add value to your business or home PC by having regular maintenance and expert technology available. Visit us at www.pptsupport.com or give us a call at 215-221-9000.
The show is brought to you by Breaks While You Wait. We're not just breaks. We're not just breaks. We're not just breaks. We meet all your car care needs. Come visit us at 4201 Carlisle Street, Broad and Hunting Park. Give us a call at 267-265-4010.
Summer is here, and travel, busy airports, sandy beaches, and splashing water are no place for your technology and valuables. Need rugged device protection? BotterBox has cases for iPods, smartphones, laptops, and other devices with interactive waterproof protection. For more information, call 888-695-8820 or visit us online at otterbox.com. That's 888-695-8820.
And we're back at 1540 a.m. WNWR, your new World Radio Station. It's been a delightful afternoon, and we've been talking with some of the leaders in internet service and also in technology. We spoke with Laura Porter, who's communications manager of the Mid-Atlantic region for Sprint, and Don Berryman, who's the executive vice president and president of Earthlink Municipal Networks. And we're here in studio talking to my sister friends, Anita Hello. Brown and Kimberly Highsmith, the PPT Tech Support.
Hi.
Welcome. Anita's been on the show before, you guys may remember. And we're welcoming Kimberly for the first time. Why don't you guys tell us about PPT Tech Support?
Well, PPT Tech Support was born and created in January of this year. My name's Anita Brown, and I'm the owner of Agea Training and Consulting Services, which is primarily a training company.
Right.
We do technology training. We help people become more productive in their business mm-hmm. and as individuals as far as computers go. And Kimberly Highsmith, my partner here, she is the owner and founder of Be More Technologies. Mm-hmm. And she primarily deals with hardware, telecommunications, networking, security services. Mm-hmm. And we decided to come together and offer all of our services under one umbrella.
That is amazing. It's an amazing deal, number one. Tell us more about the actual services and the charges and what you generally offer.
Well, basically what prepaid tech support is we want to offer you support and value for your computer needs, mm-hmm. whether it be hardware, doing an install, doing a repair, mm-hmm. doing PC maintenance, or if you just simply need some computer training. We want to offer those services to you, but at a discount.
Cool.
And offer superb service.
You know, I affectionately call PPT Tech Support. Maybe you have many computer problems, but one tech solution.
Definitely. 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 We're here to give you basically peace of mind.
Excellent.
And what we've done was we have created membership plans. Our membership plans, one of our membership plans is a bronze residential membership plan. And it's $19.99 a month. And what it does is that membership supports two PCs in your household.
Oh,
you're going to be able to get on-site or remote preventive maintenance for 1 year.
Mm.
So before your computer breaks down, you say, what is going on? We're going to come give you some preventive maintenance on that PC.
And that's important because we see a lot of people who have spyware, adware, viruses on their system, or their system is generally running slow and they have no idea why.
And they keep ignoring the problem.
And they keep ignoring it, hoping it'll go away. They keep turning it off, turning it on, throwing it against the wall.
Yes.
So
we also provide self-paced online training, unlimited online training. You can get online via our website. You're going to get priority email response within 4 hours, a bi-monthly newsletter, and you get a discount on all of our services.
Ooh.
So what we're doing is we're creating a pool, an organization of associates and consultants that can offer any type of service that you can think about when it comes to technology.
Cool.
And we're going to provide those services for you.
Cool. So say that I'm let's just off the top of my head, pretend I have a website business.
Yes.
Pretend I have a website business. How? What would I do with PPT Tech Support? Would I just contact you? How would that work for me?
Presently now, we are looking for associates to join our organization.
Okay.
And as a website designer, we would welcome you to join our organization, and then you would be given a consultant number.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you would be allowed to sell prepaid tech support memberships, and we would use your contracting services so that once we have enough members that need web services, mm-hmm. you would be allowed to perform those services at your contracted rate.
Excellent.
And that way you will be building a new pool of customers for yourself, and we'll still be providing technical support for that customer.
That is pretty cool. So if I were, say, a hairdresser, and maybe I have a computer maybe in my salon, and I needed also a website built, and maybe I needed some training on how to use Microsoft Word so I can create my price lists or flyers, I could call PPT Tech Support?
100% correct. We are your one-stop shop for all of your technology needs.
Oh, man, that's amazing. And what number would I call? How would I get in touch with you guys?
You would call us at area code 215. 221 9000. Mm-hmm. And you can also visit our website at www.support.com.
Excellent. So is there any general area that you guys specialize in? Since you each have your own individual businesses, one of your businesses is training and the other one is doing networking, all around computer repair, computer purchases. So if a person wanted to buy a computer, they could call you too.
Yes, they could. We also sell computers. We sell new and refurbished computers. Mm-hmm. And people can call in and just tell us maybe what their specs are, mm-hmm. what they desire to do with their computer, mm-hmm. and we can help them pick a computer that's right for them. And normally we can fit into anyone's budget.
Excellent. And how are you available? Are you available, say, 24/7 via email support or...
We're available now, presently, 24/7 via email support. Mm-hmm. Our hours of operation now are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And at that time, we are available to take telephone calls, mm-hmm. and we will review our email and respond to those accordingly.
Perfect. And you also service all of the U.S., I understand, all of the United States.
Yes, presently now, we're doing Philadelphia, mm-hmm. in the Pennsylvania area, New Jersey, and Delaware. And then we will be branching out to all of the states.
Perfect.
Yes.
Now, since I work in computers a lot, I get a lot of different kind of computer questions. Do you get certain questions more than others? For example, we talked about the slowness of a computer. We talked about adware or spyware. What are some of the questions that you guys get in reference to computers?
I can't find my document.
Oh, yeah.
I created this document. Where is it?
Uh-huh.
You know, I can't find my document. How to do simple tasks in different software applications, mm-hmm. or I can't figure out how to organize my email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I get more organized with my email, mm-hmm. and cut down on some of the spam and the junk email?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The
yes.
biggest problem that we normally have is my computer is running too slow.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
The main complaint for hardware is my computer is running too slow. And 9 times out of 10, it's usually malware, a virus, or it can be spyware, excessive spyware.
Right.
And we have a tool that can remedy that. 9 times out of 10, our customers report their computers running 45% to 50% faster, mm-hmm. after we run our spyware tool.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And actually, that brings up another question for me. One of my good friends, he was complaining that his computer had a lot of pop-ups on it. It had so many pop-ups on it that he couldn't really navigate. He couldn't browse the internet. He couldn't surf and get done what he had to get done. And a tech person told him to bring the computer down to the store. But my friend, he wants to keep his computer at home because he's not sure if it's the computer itself or really what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you suggest?
We would suggest that you call us and we would send a technician right out,
mm-hmm.
to you. And at that time, the technician would be able to run that spyware tool,
mm-hmm.
just the first rule out spyware. And then after that, we'd be able to do a thorough diagnostic and find out what the problem is with the pop-ups.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep. We also have some reasons why somebody might want to get a prepaid tech support membership.
Sure.
The first one is that maybe your Microsoft critical security updates, we can apply those for you at least once a month if,
mm-hmm.
you have our monthly membership. You want to make sure your firewall, virus, and spyware protection are always up to date.
Right.
Daily internet use by family members can create random problems on your computer.
Yeah.
And this way, if you have a membership, you always have technical support at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
We can manage important data backups for,
mm-hmm.
you. Everything on everybody's computer is important to them. But if you do not have a backup, guess what? Your stuff is gone. If your computer crashes or if there's a power surge or something of that nature, you will lose your work if you do not have it backed up. Another thing that we like to be proactive with your PC.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing maintenance, we're helping you avoid costly problems.
Definitely.
This way, with prepaid tech support, you have a budget and you know where your money is going to and you have technical support.
That is absolutely excellent. You get an audience applause because you're so right, especially the one that resonates with me is having your family members use your computer.
Oh.
Have nephews in the other room who I really love, Wayne Eric. Hi. Every time he uses my laptop, there's a problem.
You got to do a cleanup.
I'm
know what he does to that browser.
Now, we also offer a membership for small businesses with a maximum of 3 PCs. We'll do on-site and remote preventive maintenance twice a year if you're a small business. That package is $39.99 a month. They get 1 hour of online task-based training 4 times a year. That means if a small business needed some training in doing a bulk email to their clients via Microsoft Word, we can do that training for them online.
Excellent.
Yes, and they get one-on-one training online, which we call task-based training, 4 times a year for the Gold Membership package, which is for small businesses. They'll get priority email response within 1 hour, the bi-monthly newsletter, and all services that we offer, they'll get those at a discount. Now, let's say we have the individual residential person that says, well, you know what? I really don't have that many issues every month, but I do want your membership. Well, then we can offer you a yearly membership with a one-time fee of $49.95 a year. You're going to be able to – we'll support one PC per household. We'll do remote preventive maintenance once a year.
Right.
You'll also get the email tech support, the bi-monthly newsletter, and our discount on our services.
Oh, sign me up. I have a small computer. This is too good to be true. I have somebody do it for me for only $49.95.
That's amazing. Yes.
So, why don't you tell everyone one more time how to get in touch with you? Because I'm sure they want to take advantage of this great deal.
Okay. If you want to reach us by telephone, the number to dial is 215-221-9000. Or you can reach us via our website, which is www.pptsupport.com. And we will also have a link on our website where associates can sign up. At this time, we are evaluating contractors and associates, and there will be a link on the site for you to sign up if you would like to sell prepaid memberships or you would like to work with us. And we are looking forward to this just taking off and us being your technical support and your technical provider.
That's right. That's
one stop technical support, PPT tech support. Thank you so much, Anita and Kimberly, for coming into the program.
Thank you, JC. Thank you so much.
Have a fabulous tech filled week.
You too.
And I want to thank you, all of our callers, for calling in today. We had Tay, one of our favorite callers, calling in to the Technically Speaking radio program. Gary Hines, who's the CNE Athletic Association, and the Stop the Violence program. Laura Porter, who's the communications manager of the Mid-Atlantic region for Sprint, and Don Berryman, who's the executive vice president and president of Earthlink Municipal Support Networks, and of course, our very own PPT Tech Support, Anita Brown and Kimberly Highsmith. We really appreciate everyone joining us today, and make sure you stay tuned for RJ because he's got something to say. And join us again next Saturday at 2 o'clock when we talk about more great technical information. But in the meantime, feel free to visit us on our MySpace page at myspace.com/technicallyspeakingradio. I want to thank our special and engineer extraordinaire Josh and Sean and our GM Sam for keeping Technically Speaking alive and well. Have a fabulous tech-filled week, everybody. Bye-bye.